time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' playoff win over the Steelers on Saturday night.
Lamar, how did it feel to beat the Steelers kind of in that really kind of physical fashion out there?
To be honest, it's really not about the Steelers. You know, it's just us just winning in the playoffs. So it's just great to win.
Lamar, we saw you get hit in the back on one of the plays and getting treatment.
I got knee.
You got knee in the back.
Yeah.
How's your back, and how did it affect you during the game?
I'm good. It really didn't affect me at all, to be honest with you. Just a little nag, but I'm good. Nothing to worry about.
Lamar, do you wrap it? Were you taking heat on it and stuff during the game?
Yeah, I was wrapping it with heat pack. Yeah.
Lamar, how about the game plan, the way you guys were able to just run the ball down their throats for four quarters?
That shout out to the offensive line. You know, shout out to Trav with the game plan. And Derek. Can't take nothing away from Derek, man. He's just that guy. But offensive line got great penetration, kept blocking those guys. Great defensive front. Great linebackers, but our guys were just hungry. You know, we know what's at stake for us, and they got it done, got a job done.
Mark, were you surprised by the way that the Steelers defense was playing the read option plays, yeah, that they were just having their linebacker dive in and go after Henry, whoever your running back was, and they were just allowing you to kind of keep it on the outside? What was kind of your thoughts on that?
They really wasn't letting me keep it outside. They had a guy, they were squeeze scraping. They had a guy running for Derek and a guy wrapping around for me, but we just playing football. You know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And those guys had opportunities where they won. We had opportunities where we won, you know. So just cat and mouse game.
Lamar, you said earlier sometimes in playoff games past you felt antsy at the start of them. You look pretty controlled out there, obviously get out to a 21-0 lead. I mean, was there anything different for you in your prep or early in the game that helped you guys execute the way you wanted?
I mean, you just asked me and answered it kind of in the same. But, nah, you know, I was just chill. You know, I wasn't – I'm not going to – I was eager throughout the whole week. Like, it needed to hurry up and become Saturday. Like, but, you know, when the day came, I was just cool throughout the day. I didn't get on the phone. I didn't want to talk. My mom called me. I said, I don't want to talk. Like, you know, no disrespect. Never disrespect. But I don't want to talk. Like, I'm just ready for the game. Like, let me get to the game. I don't want to play around, smile. Like – no, it was just that type of thing, and that's what it's going to be each and every time.
Lamar, I saw that actually a couple times when you handed off to Derek, you were able to off to the side actually watch him run. What's it like to when you're on the field seeing Derek Henry run like that?
It looked like a movie clip. Like, you know, when, like, I'm going to give Cars. You watch the movie Cars? You're a little bit too old to watch Cars, but anyway, for kids, I was a kid when I watched Kids. I was a kid when I watched Cars, that's all I'm saying, but... You know when Lightning McQueen just flashing past, and then it's like, that's how Derek looked when he was running past, and all those guys just, it looked like a movie, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you, but so I'd rather be watching it than being on the opposite side of the ball. I know that. You know.
What do you think it does for the confidence of the offense to have such a sharp day offensively in a playoff game?
It means we need to do that each and every time. You know, great preparation, great practicing. Guys just locked in. It's win to go home mentality. And our guys just showing that each and every down, you know, it was one play at a time. Things didn't go our way all the time out there. You know, we got stopped, had penalties, had to get – we lost yards, like 5-10 yards sometimes. But our guys just stayed with it. And that's what happens in playoff games. You got to just stay locked in.
Were you expecting to carry the ball as many times as you did today, especially in the early portion of the game?
To be honest, I wasn't, you know, but it's football. You never know what'll happen during the game, so you just got to be prepared.
Lamar, you've talked about how this season, how having Derek has made your job easier. When you have him in these playoff environments, in these types of games, when he can sort of do what he did out there tonight, how would you describe that?
I really don't know. I believe it's just self-explanatory. Like, that guy's just a workhorse. That guy, I don't know. I can't find the words to say, man. Like, I believe everyone sees it. Like, I can just hand the ball off heat 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards, and I'm just chilling, you know. So now when they're attacking him, then I go, and it's like I'm fresh, you know, just making my job a lot easier. We just pick it back off of each other.
If Derrick Henry's Lightning McQueen, then which car are you?
No, I didn't say he was Lightning McQueen. I said, it's like watching Lightning McQueen. Like, he just flashing past. I'm no car, man. I'm just chilling. I'm just watching the show, you know?
Lamar, so many of these games with the Steelers specifically have swung on turnovers. It's been one of criticisms of your performance in the playoffs. How do you feel about not giving them the opportunities and you know, being strong on the turnover front?
Well, that's just something we preached. We preached that the second time we played them, you know, because we played them earlier this year when we played them in Pittsburgh. We had the fumbles, interception, and it was like those guys got the momentum and they put points on the board, field goals here and there, and it's like our momentum just died. So going into the second game we played them, it's like we don't turn the ball over, we got a chance, you know, and we did that. We had a chance the first time, well, the second time. Tonight, same thing, don't turn the ball over, keep the ball in our possession. We did that. You see the results.
Lamar, tonight you passed.
Talk about, say, being out. How huge was it for everyone, all the weapons on offense, to step up today?
Yeah. I mean, some guys were just waiting the opportunity to get out there and show the world what they're capable of. You know, some guys been here a long time. Tyler, you know, he's been here for a while. He got in, made some splash plays for us, kept the drive going, a critical second and long, like second and 20. That was crazy. And Tyler caught the ball, got yacked. You know, that was great for him. Got Anthony Miller getting in, catching crucial first downs, making things happen, getting us closer if it's third and whatever. You know, our guys just – and Steven Sims, you know, got in and had that long run. Guys just want to play and guys just want to win. And if you're over here, you better want to win, you know.
Two more plays. With the amount of option stuff you guys run and how many times you guys run the ball, do you guys ever study film of, like, service academy schools, Army, Navy, Air Force?
No. Well, I don't know. Talk to Trav about that. That's our run game coordinator, so you got to talk to Trav. I don't.
You're going to be rooting for the Broncos, and how do you feel about possibly
not rooting for nobody.
How do you feel about possibly having to go out on the road if the Broncos don't win?
I'm not rooting for nobody. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. We've been on the road all season. You know, we ready. I believe our guys ready. But it starts Monday. We don't know who we playing right now.
Mark. Thank you. We got to take Lamar. I'm sorry. Thank you, Lamar.